It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour in 1953. We've got some tracks that were hot in R&B, and some of them, you'd have to admit, really are, in many respects, rock and roll. We're going to start off with B.B. King. Here's a number he recorded that by July of 1953, he'd hit the number one spot on the R&B charts. He's using copying Elmore James' slide style without the use of the slide. This is, I guess, earlier than B.B. King sort of constructed that consummate finesse he had and still has on the guitar. It's great early stuff, though, in the horn lines, the repetitions. Horn lines are emblematic of a lot of rock and roll of that period. B.B. King with a number called "Please Love Me."
Cruised up and swish, she was gone.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
Hey, 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 hey,
driving that Cadillac.
A little later on, a theater I passed, I spotted another chick, and did she have class? I was all set to write a name in my book when her husband came up and gave me a real dirty look.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
to have been her chaperone.
When I got to the corner, I saw a sharp cat with a $300 suit on and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a dollar floor when a voice within said, "Come on, Daddy, let's go."
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
Hey, 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 driving that dollar floor.
I ate a bowl of chili and I felt okay, at least until I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eating a great big steak while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real
you
white chick.
You know it should have been me eating ice cream and cake. It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
Hey, 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 hey,
loving those crazy chicks.
Ray Charles from 1953, It Should Have Been Me. Before hearing Ray Charles, we heard B.B. King from 1953 with Please Love Me. Again, a great horn lines on actually on both those recordings. But the B.B. King recording had horns that you kept hearing those same sorts of lines, sort of a bed of repetitious riff that you'd hear throughout the song, and a lot of rock and roll that would follow. And, of course, Elmore James-style licks that B.B. King was doing recurred on a whole lot of recordings in years to come, blues and rock and roll. Next on KRVS, we're going to move up a year, 1954. Listen to Big Joe Turner with some recycled grooves. He'd use this one for years on and off. Recorded a number that year that made it to number one on the R&B charts, and it was very quickly covered by Bill Haley and the Comets. Here is the original Shake, Rattle, and Roll, Big Joe Turner.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Kitchen makes some noise with the pots and pans. When you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. When you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all of this belongs to you. I believe you was all you were devil in my life.
5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. My loving baby's been gone 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. My loving baby's been gone. If you see my baby, please send her home for me. Hurry, oh, home, baby. 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 Hurry, oh, home, baby.
Prima, originally from New Orleans and from 1956, doing a number called 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. Preceded by Big Joe Turner from 1954, we heard Big Joe Turner do his classic Shake, Rattle, and Roll. Fantastic jump blues, piece, of course, charting number one on the R&B charts and virtually a rock and roll tune at the same time, covered by Bill Haley in the Comets shortly after Big Joe Turner's original version. Next on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to one of the great blues guitar stylists, vocalists also, high, very driving, dynamic vocals. We're talking about Elmore James's guitar style, reflective, of course, of Robert Johnson's slide style back in the 1930s, but with the added dynamic of electric guitars. Here's Elmore James from 1960-61 with his rendition of Anna Lee.
Thank you. Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
recorded in Chicago back in 1969. That was Fleetwood Mac. They'd come over from England to record with some of their Chicago blues heroes, people like Willie Dixon, Buddy Guy, Otis Spann, Shaky Horton, J.T. Brown, Honey Boy Edwards. And here, of course, doing an Elmore James tune. Fleetwood Mac's guitarists were very much into Elmore James' style. And we heard Elmore James just before hearing Fleetwood Mac. We heard Elmore here on KRVS from 1960-1961 doing a rendition of Anna Lee. We're going to turn the clock back to where we were a little earlier. We're going to go back now to 1952 and listen to one of the absolute great poets of the blues, talking about Percy Mayfield, originally from Minden, Louisiana. He made his career out on the West Coast. Back in 1948, he went to Specialty Records to see if they would be interested in getting Jimmy Witherspoon to record a tune that he had written, and they said, no, you record it. And he started a great recording career. Unfortunately, as a performer, his career was cut short. In 1952, he suffered some severe injuries in a car wreck that left him badly disfigured. And after that, he just had a very, very hard time performing. Really a shame. The guy wrote just a slew of wonderful, wonderful songs. We're going to listen to Percy again from 1952. Here he is doing one of his absolute classics, The River's Invitation.
Country, and I'll play in every town, 'cause I'm trying to find my baby, but no one has seen her around. Now you know which way I'm headed. If my baby can't be found, I spoke to the river, and the river spoke back to me, and it said, you look so lonely, you look full of misery. And if you can't find your baby, come and make your home with me. Someday I'm going to find her, then I'll take her for a ride. Then we'll live our life forever in a home among the tides.
If I don't get well no more, I have had my fun. If I don't get well no more, my health is failing me, and I'm going down slow. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for me, forgiveness of my sin. Tell her don't send no doctor, doctor can't do no good. Tell her don't send no doctor, doctor can't do no good. It's all my fault, didn't do the things I should. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. Mother, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Mother, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Just say your son is gone, out of this world somewhere.
Jimmy Odom from 1941 doing the original Going Down Slow, Jimmy Odom, along with Roosevelt Sykes on piano. This tune has been since been recorded by just about everybody, a who's who of blues: Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Johnny Winter, B.B. King. All sorts of people have done covers of that tune, but that's the original. Again, Jimmy Odom. We heard Percy Mayfield prior to hearing Jimmy Odom. We heard Percy from 1952 doing his classic River's Invitation. And next year on KRVS, another Percy Mayfield tune, this time done by Francine Reed. Here's Francine's cover of his Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send down to all mankind, send them understanding and peace of mind. And if I'm not asking for too much, send me someone to love. Just one.
back to my hometown, sweet old Chicago.
Four and one and five, you know, five and one and six. You want to mess around, little girl, get your little business in a fix. To my hometown, sweet old Chicago.
Pinetop Perkins. Pinetop from his, what was it, 2008 release, Pinetop Perkins and Friends, Pinetop on piano and vocals, doing a rendition of the old Robert Johnson tune, Sweet Home Chicago. And Pinetop was around 95 years old when he recorded this. He passed away in 2011. He had made Austin his home by this time. He was originally from Belzoni, Mississippi, if I recall correctly. He had been in Muddy Waters Band from 1969 to, roughly 1980. Really a great, great blues pianist. A lot of fun listening to his recordings. Francine Reed preceded Pinetop. We heard Francine from a disc called I Got a Right. She did a cover of the Percy Mayfield composition, Please Send Me Someone to Love. We're going to turn next to another Pinetop. Pinetop Perkins got his moniker. His real name was went by Willie Perkins for years, but in, I think it was 1951, he recorded a cover of Pinetop Boogie Woogie, and he ended up with the Sober Cat Pinetop. The original Pinetop, who recorded Pinetop Boogie Woogie back in 1928, was Pinetop Smith. His real name was Clarence. He was originally from Alabama, ended up in I think it was St. Louis, and then finally moved to Chicago in the late 1920s. He recorded Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. It's been recorded many times since, and you hear some of the phrases from this piece and in other tunes. Here is the original version, Pinetop Smith.
Boogie woogie. I want everybody to dance them just like I tell you. when I say hold yourself, I want all of you to get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. And when I say get it, I want all of y'all to do a boogie-woogie. Hold it now. Stop. Boogie-woogie. That's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, I want all of you to get ready to stop. When I say stop, don't move a peg. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself now. Stop. Mess around. That's what I'm talking about. Girl, you standing there with the red dress on. Back right up here at this piano where Mr. Pine Top is. That's right, face the audience. Now when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. You hear? And when I say stop, don't you move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Yourself now. Stop. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm gonna pick this piano. Now now get ready and pick it up down on Hollow Wild. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. Woke up this morning, the clock was striking four. My baby told me, honey, pack your things and go. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Pack up my suitcase and move back to the woods. Find that angel that needs me in a good. Just as sure as the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Sure as the good Lord sets in the heaven above. Life ain't no pleasure with the one you love. Ah, whoop it a while now, Mr. Corbin Moses. Ride it. Ah, play with it, boy. Oh, let's holler a little while. Going down on the river, set flat on the ground. Going out on the river, set flat on the ground. My heart strikes sorrow, the tears come rolling down. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Now she little and she low, right down on the ground. Reading I love her, she ain't no hand me down. I ain't gonna sing no more. I ain't gonna sing no more.
My train is waiting, baby, and I got to go. I pick it, Mr. Coke, go ahead, Mr. Coke. Ride it, Mr. Kokomo. Yeah, man.
From 1934, that was Kokomo Arnold with a number called Back to the Woods. That was the same year he recorded Milk Cow Blues, which, of course, became a standard in several different genres of blues, western swing, definitely a classic tune. Kokomo Arnold was an interesting guy, originally from Georgia, moved to Chicago in the late 1920s for better bootlegging opportunities or sales of his illicit product of the time. Before we heard Kokomo Arnold, we heard Pinetop Smith, recorded back in 1928, doing his classic Pine Tops Boogie Woogie. He was supposed to go back into the studios in 1929, but was killed in a dance hall fight in Chicago the day before the session was to have taken place. Kokomo Arnold, whom we just heard, also recorded a piece in 1934 called the original Kokomo Blues, and it was the impetus for Robert Johnson's Sweet Home Chicago. And Kokomo Arnold's version was somewhat derivative of Scrapper Blackwell's tune Kokomo Blues from 1928. Blackwell, of course, ended up being the guitarist behind pianist Leroy Carr, and they worked together for, something like 8 or 9 years. Here is Kokomo Arnold with Scrapper Blackwell with what really is kind of the original Kokomo Blues, even though Arnold claimed that title. Scrapper Blackwell from 1928.
Baby, don't you want to go? Baby, don't you want to go back your little suitcase? Papa's going to Kokomo. Baby, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? I can tell Mama there's something going on. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. Baby, you don't know, you don't know. I was already going back to Kokomo, and me and my baby had a falling out last night. And me and my baby had it falling out last night. Somehow or another, my baby won't treat me right. Baby, what's the matter now? Baby, what's the matter now? Gotta quit your daddy, baby, but you don't know how. And I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. I'll sing that verse, baby, I can't sing no more. My train is ready, and I'm going to Kokomo.
bop, yeah. Don't vip another bop. Folks, we're still down here in Memphis, Tennessee at Jim Jackson's Jamboree. There's old Tampa Red over there in the corner with that gold guitar. I'm going to see if he can play it. Come on out here, boy. We don't believe you can play that thing down here in Memphis.
Nobody knows old Memphis like I do. Nobody knows old Memphis like I do. The reason I know it, I rambled it through and through. Boys, if you got a good woman, here's a lesson I give to you. If you got a good woman, here's a lesson I give to you. Don't bring her to Memphis, Jim Jackson will take her away from you. I'm gonna play it for you now, listen at this. I'm going out now, you better look out. You better shake it fast.
Folks, that is Tampa Red playing for you down here in Memphis, Tennessee at Jim Jackson's Jamboree. Now we're going to get Tampa Red, the guitar wizard, and Speckle Red, the piano hound, to give you one of them fast whippets. Get the other one.
Another.
Oh, folks, we're having a time down here at Jim Jackson's Jamboree. This is old Georgia Tom been talking to you all down here tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. We're having a ball show. Get hot now, everybody.
Recorded in the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, back in 1929. That was Jim Jackson on guitar, Tampa Red on guitar and vocals, Georgia Tom and Speckle Red on piano. Tampa Red, his guitar playing was very, very distinctive. Called Tampa because he was raised in Tampa, actually. He was not born in Tampa. Raised there, ended up ultimately in Chicago, where he became a very, very influential guitarist and also a mentor to a lot of blues players that would come into Chicago and try and end up having jobs there, do recordings, that sort of thing. Jim Jackson's Jamboree. Before we heard that coterie of blues characters, we heard Kokomo Blues, really the original Kokomo Blues by Scrapper Blackwell, recorded back in 1928. And again, that fed Kokomo Arnold's version of it that he did in 1934. And a couple of years later, Robert Johnson did Sweet Home Chicago based on Kokomo Arnold's version of the tune. A lot of these blues, very, very derivative. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank all of you out there who have kept us going through the years with your annual contributions. We cannot bring you these programs without that continued support, and actually in many cases increased support. Those of you who are not yet members, we hope you'll consider membership in public radio. We need an expanded membership base. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org if you'd like to help us out and help us keep these programs going. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It's presently 11 a.m. Here is Gatemouth Brown.